We're going to read Matthew chapter 1 and verses 18 to 25. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Now, I have a very big present that I'm going to open right now. Would anyone like to help me open my present? No one? Okay, I'll do it on my own. Barnes, you're going to help me, are you? That's good. Okay, Izzy, come on down. Come on down. Well, first, you need to bring... Oh, okay, yeah, Emily, Annabelle, come on down. Yeah, Brandon, come on down. Here comes my present. It's coming. Here he comes. Yeah. Don't worry. It's coming. It's not quite UPS, but never mind. Yeah, come on down. Come over here, children. We've just got to get the present out of the way. Yeah, and up you get. There we go, brilliant. Yeah, whoop, there we go. Anyone want to guess what my present is? It could be. Do you want to try and open it? Do you want to help everyone? That's it. Come in there. There we go. Let's see. Careful. Ah! Look! Oh! Don't forget your wings, Buzz. Who is it, everyone? Buzz Lightyear. It's not Dan. It's Buzz Lightyear. Now, you can come, you can sit down here or go back to your seats, wherever you want. You know, we're going to think a little bit about Buzz. Why don't you sit down here and see what my Buzz does? Because, you know, it's quite fun. Might get done for employer abuse or something, but... Well, now, do you want to see? It's pretty good, isn't it? A real-life, full-scale Buzz Lightyear for Christmas. How cool is that, hey? Hey? That's pretty fun, isn't it? Do you want to see what Buzz does? Watch this. If I press this button, he walks. Woo! Look at that. Wait. Look at that. If I press this... Oh! Getting a little bit confident in the seat. If I press this one, watch. Karate chops. Wait, not me, Buzz!
I couldn't resist.
I'm your friend. Toys don't talk. Now... And if I press this one, watch this, he flies, look. Woo! Anyone want to make him do anything else?
Yeah.
No, we're only fun. Come on now. Now, Buzz Lightyear. Do you know what? Pretty cool present, hey? Do you think that's a pretty good present? Would you like to get a Buzz Lightyear this big for Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Bigger than
him. Surely would, yeah. Now, it's a very cool present. Did anyone get a Buzz Lightyear for Christmas this year? No, you didn't. No? No one this year? Oh, man, it's a pretty good one. But you know what? As cool as Buzz is, at the first Christmas ever, God didn't give us as a present Buzz Lightyear. He gave us someone else. He gave us Jesus. Now, why would he do that? Because it must be that God thinks Jesus is a better present than Buzz. Do you know what? We're going to spend a few minutes thinking about why that is. Now, who can tell me some of the things that Buzz says?
He
Go on, Annabelle. To infinity and beyond. You're absolutely right. Anything else? Anyone else remember any of the other ones? Anyone? Anyone know? That's his most famous, isn't it? He has had two other big ones, I think. Linda's itching to tell us here.
It's something like Buzz Lightyear's command.
Oh, very good. And action as well. I would get you to stand up and show everyone, but might embarrass you on this Christmas morning. That's very good. He does say that. Any other ones? I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll press the button and see what he says. Here we go. Here's the big button.
Buzz Lightyear to the rescue. I come in peace. To infinity and beyond.
Now, three, really? Yeah. You're getting a little bit of a crap there, Buzz. That's good, isn't it? But I wanted to think of three reasons why I think... why God thinks that Jesus is better than Buzz, okay? And here's the first one. Jesus came to rescue us from danger. Buzz, don't move, come on. Now, Buzz Lightyear says...
Buzz Lightyear to the rescue!
And a rescuer is someone who helps us out of a situation where we can't help ourselves. Now, Buzz came from Star Command to rescue all sorts of people. And those little green aliens, remember the little alien? Claw. And he comes and rescues them, doesn't he? But do you know what? Buzz is only a toy. He can't really rescue us. But the Bible says that Jesus came as a real rescuer or a saviour. So in our reading, Matthew 1:21, he said this, didn't he? An angel appeared to Joseph and said, "You shall call his name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins." See, because of our sins, that's all the times we've not done what God wants us to do, all the times we've ignored God. So, for example, when God says, "Obey your mummy and daddy," and every time we don't do that, every time we don't do what our mummies and daddies say, we sin. Because of our sins, we're separated from God now and forever. And the Bible says that's a really dangerous place to be separated from God, to not be friends with Him. And the Bible also says all of us have sinned. All of us face being separated from God unless we're rescued. The thing is, we can't do it ourselves. We can't rescue ourselves from danger. No amount of doing good, no amount of tidying up our room, doing our homework well, will ever save us, will ever rescue us, will ever reunite us with God to make us friends with Him. What we need is a saviour. We need a rescuer. And God sent Jesus to rescue us, to save us from the danger of being separated from God. And He'd do it by dying on a cross. Buzz Lightyear can't do that. He's just a toy. But Jesus is a real rescuer. Well, second thing is, look, why Jesus is greater than Buzz. Jesus came to make our peace with God. What does Buzz Lightyear say?
I come in peace.
Pretty good. Should we say it again?
I come in peace.
It's fun, isn't it? And to make...
I come in peace.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see what you're doing, Dan. You still have 6 months left. To make peace with someone is to go from being enemies to becoming friends. Buzz comes from Star Command to bring peace to the universe, but he's only a toy. He can't really bring peace with anyone, can he? But the Bible says that Jesus can bring real peace. It's what the angels proclaimed to the shepherds. Do you remember what they said to the shepherds? They said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favour rests." Jesus came to save us by making peace between God and us. Jesus came so that we could be friends with God again, so we didn't have to be separated from Him. See, God was angry with us because we'd been disobedient, because we'd had sin, because we'd not done what God wanted. And because He's God, because He made us, we are to obey Him. And when we don't, He's angry and rightly has to punish us. And that punishment means we cannot be friends with Him now and forever. But Jesus came to make it all okay again. And He would make it all okay by taking the punishment that we should have. And he took the punishment by dying on a cross, and he did it for all those who would believe in him. And all those who do can be friends with God once again, can be at peace with him. Buzz Lightyear, as good as he is, can't do that. He can't make peace with anyone. He's just a
toy.
But Jesus, the Son of God, can make peace between us and God. Well, thirdly, Jesus is greater than Buzz because Jesus came to take us to infinity and beyond. Buzz Lightyear says, anyone want to press the button? Go on then, Barnes. Press the button. Press the big red one. Not hard.
To infinity and beyond.
Anyone else want to press the button? Go on, Annabelle.
To infinity and beyond.
Emily, do you want to have a go? Yeah, go for it.
To infinity and beyond.
Yeah? Do you want to have a go, Ben? No? Rebecca? No? Shirley? Oh, you're just taking photos, yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Facebook, wedding, I know. Should I just get the pose for you again? To infinity and beyond. You see, it's a way, isn't it, of saying forever and ever. Buzz came from Star Command to take people to some amazing places in the universe, but he's only a... He can't really take us anywhere, can he? But Jesus came to rescue us by making peace with God so that he could take us to a really amazing place called heaven. And heaven is a real place that Jesus takes his people to after their time on this earth. It's a place where we can be with God as his friends forever. See, Jesus really does take us to infinity and beyond. Buzz only pretends to, because Buzz is only a
toy.
Jesus really can take us. See, Buzz is a great toy. Buzz is a great present. But God gave us an even better present on that first ever Christmas. He gave us Jesus. And Jesus is for real. And so Jesus can really do what Buzz only pretends to do. And so this Christmas, as you play with your toys, as you have lots of fun, maybe as you play with a Buzz Lightyear, maybe just pause and think of the best present this Christmas. Jesus, our rescuer, our peacemaker, who takes us to infinity and beyond, heaven. That's the good news of Christmas. That's what we celebrate today, isn't it? The great news that Jesus is our rescuer, our peacemaker, who takes us to infinity and beyond.